Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years with 7 cafes and drive-thru locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is Melissa O'Donnell. Hope I got your title right here. Assistant Director of Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center and Recreation Area?
That's correct, Shelley.
All right. Well, thanks so much for being here with me today, Melissa. How is everything going out at the glacier right now? What's the status of the visitor center at the moment?
The visitor center, as far as being open or closed, I mean, as far as our staffing right now, we still are in a closed capacity and still assessing when we'll be open for safety.
Okay, so just in a holding pattern for now.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Well, that's okay. Is it? Do you get to go into the office? Do you get to go out to the visitor center yourself much?
So we practice safety protocols. So, you know, when there's only so many folks in the building, the rest of us are teleworking.
Got it. It looks like you're coming to me from the glacier itself, but I think that's just your Zoom background.
That is my Zoom background. I've just got a photo. Yeah, that's so nice.
Did you take that this year?
I did not. No, actually, I found the photo in some of our digital files. It just was a cool blue. And I'm relatively new to the glacier, so I've only been in this position a couple of months. So I'm still learning things myself as well.
Gotcha. Well, it's a great place. I like to go out there and walk around quite a bit. The trails are lovely, and hopefully you'll get to actually go back to your office here sometime soon.
But, yeah.
Well, today you're here to talk about Mendenhall Minis, small talks for some of our smaller citizens here in Juno. Would you please tell us about Mendenhall Minis?
I'd love to. So Mendenhall Minis is one of our signature programs we've done out here at the Visitor Center. And in the past, of course, it was in person. We do them during the wintertime once a month for the public. But with the pandemic, right, we had to pivot and think about how can we reach, you know, young kids. And so we, for the past few months, have been putting our Mendenhall Minis online. So we've been featuring them the second Saturday of the months. We have one coming online this Saturday, March 13th at 10 a.m. that will be premiered, Sounds of the Forest. And the intention of this program is to get kids outside and learning in nature. There's so many benefits to that active learning, exploration, and play in nature. And what better place to do it than your backyard national forest where we live?
All right. Well, tell me a little bit more about how these work. Are they like live? Are they online? Are they pre-recorded? Or is there video just or audio?
Yeah, so these are pre-recorded videos. The last three have been by Ranger Dave, has been the star of the show. He's been doing a nature journal series. So he pre-records them and then we feature them, like I said, on those second Saturdays. It's hard to do live in the field with tech and things like that and connectivity. But really, yeah, we pre-record them and we try and have the kids do very active learning using nature journals and all of their senses to experience the outdoors, like through textures, finding colors, listening to sounds, have been some of the themes we've been featuring with the Mendenhall Minis.
We have a clip of Ranger Dave from one of the Mendenhall Minis. Let's listen to that now, and then you can tell me a little bit about it for context.
Hello, Ranger Dave here, and I'm on the Trail of Time in the Tongass National Forest. Today, we're going to be exploring the forest using our sense of hearing to listen for different sounds. To help me explore, I made my very own set of special animal ears so I can hear even the most quiet sounds.
That was Ranger Dave, a clip of him talking, telling us about these animal ears he made. How did he make animal ears?
Yeah, so that's actually a sneak peek to the video that we're premiering on Saturday, so yet to be released. So he made two options. You can use paper cups and cut off the bottoms so you can put them up to your ears to amplify sounds that you can hear outside. Or you can roll up a piece of paper and tape it together. And you can also even cut a paper plate in half and cut little notches for your ears to fit into. So that way your ears are even longer, like a deer or a wolf, so you can hear better. So that's sort of the activity to go along with the sounds of the forest video that will be featured this Saturday. How can you hear even better outside like the animals do? And then using the nature journal to record what Ranger Dave hears along the Trail of Time will be what comes next.
That sounds pretty cool, and I can just imagine some of the viewers going out and trying that on around the, some of the trails. I hope I see them with their animal ears on.
Absolutely.
So what else can viewers expect to learn from Ranger Dave this Saturday?
Yeah, using a nature journal, that's been part of the series, is just, you know, whether it's stapling together some paper or getting fancy with construction paper, is when you're outside, is using the nature journal to draw what you hear, draw what you see. So that way there's that sort of connection to nature, and it's experiencing it in different ways and using journaling as that tool to be more observant. Because at that age, you know, when you're between 3 to 6, you're far more curious. We sort of lose that as we grow up. So it's a great time to sort of hone in those observation skills using the journal. So that'll be incorporated into the short video as well.
Why target early childhood for this type of programming?
Nature play is so important. Everything we learn before, you know, socially, emotionally, all happens before age 5. So it's the perfect time to get kids of that age group outside and building those relationships with nature. And there's lots of research out there that shows how important it is to their physical health, their intellectual health, their emotional health. So the more we can get kids outside, the better. And happy kids means happy parents, right?
Absolutely. Is that one of the things that makes Mendenhall Mini Programs so special, in your opinion?
Yes, it's a way to celebrate being out in the forest, that window to the world, to help them understand what's around them and to play and enjoy in a safe environment. That's really the intention there, is to get some exploration and learning all in one-stop shop.
I think that sounds really good. Will these programs be offered in person in the future?
Yes, it is our hope, probably next season. So we tend to offer these during the winter. We hope to offer these in person again, and we would follow what we've done in the past, where we would do them once a month, probably on the second Saturday. So stay tuned for information next winter season to see what we can offer for folks.
Okay, will do. And are there past programs that are available if we missed any of the ones that have already happened?
Absolutely. So if you visit our Facebook page and you go to videos, you'll see that for the month of February, we did textures of the forest. So in the journal, they created texture guides using bubble wrap or cotton, right? What this represents, bumpy, this represents soft. So that was February's. January's was colors of the forest and learning about the colors of the rainbow and the order they go in and finding them in the forest. And then December, we kicked it off with a winter with Woodsy Owl. So we focused a little bit more on a story with Snowflake, and Woodsy Owl made an appearance in Finding Snowflake. So that's another fun one that you can find on our Facebook page as well.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like the Mendenhall Minis sound like it's a great program and successful. So I appreciate that the Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center is providing that for Juno's kiddos and offering it online. Is there anything else going on that you want to share with our listeners today before we say goodbye?
We just put up a really fun self-guided experience on our Steep Creek Trail, sort of forest bathing prompt signs. There are 7 different signs, so come on out and see those. It's a great way to walk and meditate. And we still have a few more fireside lectures that we're featuring on Friday evenings on our Facebook page as well.
Both of those sound very calming.
Yes.
Well, we could all
use a little reconnect and unplug.
Definitely. We could all use some of that right now. Well, thank you so much for speaking with me today, Melissa O'Donnell, Assistant Director of Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center and Recreation Area. Anything else to share before we say goodbye?
No, just thank you so much for featuring us today. We really appreciate it, Shelley.
No problem at all. Good luck with everything.
Thanks. Take care.
You as well. Here's Bird Note.